So you find the right place, and when you find the right place, press the button.
Okay.
It might be a couple of minutes then.
Wait, I should hear the recording, yeah?
Yep, should do.
I don't. Look, it's there. I've sent a message to Chris that Aurélie did it. To Chris, I sent a message that she did it. Yeah, because I couldn't get hold of Christina. I can't hear anything. I'm gonna punch him. No, I'm not doing it. No, he's very forgetful. No, I can't hear anything. Nothing at all. No. Who is on the bridge? Don't tell me it's me. Yeah. Listen, I'll disconnect and I'll do again. Because
the leading operator will contact me.
Yes, well, otherwise you just press star zero and they will come to you.
Oh, maybe I should do that and say, what do I need to do to start it? Yeah, let me do it.
You press star zero, okay. They will come to you, Bud.
Hi there, Cheryl here.
Hi, Cheryl.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
This is the operator, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Bart Bofinkel. I'm supposed to be the leader of this call.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I have a question. How do I start the recording?
I will do that for you, sir.
Okay, and I'll give you a sign.
And you can tell me when you want to start.
And do I press star zero first, and then you... and then you'll be on the call, or you'll be...
I will be on the call permanently.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, throughout the call.
Yeah.
Help you if you need any help.
Okay.
Do you want me to call those two participants, Manal Ismail and Ms. Yun Gemli?
Yeah, please do it.
Yes, I'll do that. Bear with me for just a moment.
Yeah.
Good morning, Bart. This is Doug Brandt.
Good morning, Doug. This is early, isn't it?
It is a bit on the early side.
Yet. It's not early where I'm from, or Chris.
Oh, I know, Cheryl.
Hi, this is Avery Gurney.
Hi, Avery.
Hi. Hi, Avery. Hi. I'm walking outside where it's windy, so I'm going to mute myself. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Donna. Hello?
Hello.
Ah, good evening.
Gee, I wonder who that might be.
Oh, Cheryl, how are you, darling?
Hello, lovey, how are you?
Well,
I'm fine. I just finished an evening with Kate Lundy.
Oh, you went, did you?
Yeah, of course I did. I thought that you were co-hosting with me.
Lovely, lucky you.
It was a very good evening. It had a nice evening. Open document day.
Nice to hear it.
Probably the first cab off the rank. Lovely.
Hello? Just joined?
Hi, it's Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Oh, hi, Denise.
Good morning to you.
Hello.
Where are you, Denise?
I'm in California.
You're mad.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I can tell. It's Denise with an I've just got up voice. Hi, who's that?
Suzanne Chen.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi there.
Gosh, how are you?
I'm fine. It's a bit early for me. What time is it for you?
11 o'clock in the evening. Are you in D.C.?
Indeed.
So that makes it, what, 6 or 7? 7. 7 in the morning? Something like that?
8, actually.
8, okay. Oh, well, I don't know why I'm even concerned about you. It's a perfect time.
It's a perfect time in Europe.
Yeah. Right. Yes, how come it's always a perfect time in Europe?
Because Europe is a sort of perfect place.
Because the weather's
Hello,
so bad.
Hello, Avery, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. Kurt Fritz is on the call.
Hi, Kurt. Good morning.
Kurt.
True, it is still minus 12 here, but...
It's getting quite cold in Melbourne, I have to say. Last week it was glorious sunshine and 30 degrees at 11 o'clock at night, and today it's about, maybe 10 degrees. So there you go. That's Melbourne for you.
10 degrees, that's spring, correct? Or fall?
Well,
that's warm weather.
It's fall. It's coming into winter.
Warm weather.
Yeah, warm weather for some.
Yeah.
Nice weather for ducks. We've got lots of little beeps of people joining the call.
That's
good.
Here all.
Hi,
Hero.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Hi, this is Jen Zhang.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is Heather Dryden joining the
call. Hi,
Heather.
Excuse me, sir, this is the operator.
Yeah.
I was trying to call those people, but they're not answering.
Do
you want to start a call?
Who are you trying to call?
Mr. Manal Ismail and Ms. Yun Gemli. Sorry about my pronunciation.
Yeah, that's quite all right.
And they're not answering, sir. Do you want to start a conference call?
Yeah, we'll just keep going, but if you could perhaps try them again, that would be great.
Yes, I will do that meanwhile.
That's very kind, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, and if you need any assistance, please press star zero. Is that okay?
Yes,
we'll
do. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll give it another couple of minutes, and then we'll do
yeah,
a roll
and
call.
Then we do start with a roll call, I think.
Yes, that's a good idea, but I've done this before.
Mm.
Once or twice.
Is it snowing in Canada, Heather? It's not there.
Yes, it is, just a little bit, though.
Oh, okay.
So it's okay.
So it's okay, yeah, right. Snow in Europe as well, which is amazing. Have your snow gone dark, or have you still got snow?
It's gone by now.
That's fine.
I think yesterday with the snow we had, in 1999 we had a traffic jam what was last the whole day. This one was just as worse.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, this is Manal from Egypt.
Hi, Manal.
Hi, Manal.
Hi.
We're just giving it a little while longer for some other people to join and then we'll start. A couple of minutes.
Okay, great.
Oh, no, are you on the line yet?
Yep, I am.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Is Lysianus going to dial in?
Yeah, he'll be on in about 30 seconds.
That long?
That long. Can you wait that long?
That's amazing. Very impressive. Hi, who's that? Hello, who just joined?
Oh, it's Kurt. I dropped off. I'm sorry.
Hi, Kurt.
Just trying to boost attendance by calling in several times.
Yeah. Hi, who's that?
Hi, I'm Jonathan. Jonathan Schaefer.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Thanks. So how many have we got here so far?
Don't know yet. We're going to do a roll call in a minute.
Thank you.
We'll wait for one more person to join just because we can.
Janice Sutton is joining.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Okay, why don't we do a... Mark, why don't we do a roll call?
Yep. I'll start again with the same way, say, through the different entities. ALAC. Cheryl, I've heard Cheryl. Hong, is she on the line?
Not further,
no.
I haven't heard Hong, no.
Okay. CC's, Chris is Spain. Yes, Mohammed? Hello, Mohammed? No. Hero is on the line, yeah. Zhang Yan from .cn. Okay, thank you. Yung-Um, are you on the line? No, she will be called in. Ming Cheng, are you there?
No.
Hi, hello everybody. This is Hong from ALAC.
Hi, Hong.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well, I've been waiting for quite some time. All right.
Okay. Iba, are you there? Andrei Romanov from .ru? No. Bill Semich?
No.
Jonathan, I've heard Jonathan.
Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay.
Nice to get a message.
Yanis, I've heard Yanis, then other GAC members is, I heard Suzanne.
Yes.
Heather Dryden from .ca. Yeah. Manal.
Yes, yes.
Are there any other track members?
This is Minchen.
Hi, Minchen.
Hi.
Other deck members, please.
Okay, we can start. We have a serious echo here.
Yeah, I know.
Someone on speaker.
No, this is me.
Please have your passcode and conference leader's name available. Oh,
hello.
Our coordinator will assist you momentarily.
Okay.
Very good, very good. Are we
sending Hello?
Hello?
Well,
okay,
bye. Echoing seriously.
We know. I know what happened. I'll dial in again.
You're gonna disappear?
Yeah, I'll dial in again.
Okay. Now, let's go. The echo's gone. No. So it's obviously not that.
This will be fun.
Well, no, we'll get the operator on. Wait for that. Come back. And we stopped at stage 3, which is testing. taken out. It's okay with everybody. What I'd like to do today is to talk about that that particular section on testing. And I think what would be useful is to start with the principle of having, with not to worry too much about whether it's string dot test or some other form of testing for the moment. We'll get to that in a minute. But first of all, the principle of whether there should be some sort of test period, if you like, as part of the track of leading up to delegation. If we can get clear on whether or not the working group thinks that there should be some sort of testing, then we can talk about the logistics of how we do that. But first of all, it's a question of whether there should be or not. So who'd like to talk to that?
This is Hiro.
Mm.
Yes, I can understand what this testing is for. So for a registry system or for application software or some other things?
Okay. Well, when we were thinking about it, there were sort of several thoughts. The first one was based on the fact that there are, because this is new territory and because this will be doing things that haven't been done before, the question of whether it was necessary over and above the normal guidelines of IANA being satisfied that the registry is technically competent, whether there were some specifics that related to IDNs that meant that prior to the actual delegation, there should be some sort of testing, whether it be in a public or in a private environment, to demonstrate that the string, the script, the string, the language were actually workable, and did in fact work from a technical point of view. So that was the initial thought, Hiro, was whether we should put in place some sort of testing mechanism. Then, on top of that, was also as another layer was also the fact that if you were to test in some sort of public forum, then there would be an opportunity for the local internet community to become involved and to demonstrate their involvement in the choice of the string and actually using it. All of those things may be irrelevant. I don't know. But we thought we'd start by suggesting it and then see what people thought. Does that make sense to you, Hiro?
Yeah, thanks. I understand.
Is this more of an evaluation for a technical evaluation for the registry than the string itself? Or is it going to be for example, for the scripts that were not included in the ICANN test, the 11 scripts?
That's you, Manal, isn't it? Manal, was that you?
Yes.
Yeah. Manal, I think it's both. We hadn't thought about making a difference between scripts that were already in dot test and new ones. Because we thought that it was important to have everybody go through the same process, and that therefore it wasn't fair to make a difference between a script that is already in dot test and a new one. It was more to do with giving the registry an opportunity to test and demonstrate that the script and the string were ready for use. That may be unnecessary. I don't know, but something that we obviously need to talk about. It goes back to the original set of questions we had when we talked about whether there should be some special arrangements put in place because it's an IDN, and whether there should be evaluation and so on. So let's get clear. What we're talking about is that that you need to assume that the technical committee has looked at it and said that they can't, they looked at the string and said that they can't see any technical problems, and that the language committee has looked at the string and said that it appears to fulfill, to fit within the requirements of the fast track. So if those two things are done, the next question is, does it need to be physically tested in some way? Or is it sufficient to simply say, okay, the string appears to be fine, the from a technical and a language point of view, so now you just move to the next stage, which is going through the IANA delegation requirements, which includes providing them with a report and evidence of technical competency. And if that's all that's necessary, then you don't necessarily need to have this stage three in any form, be it as a string dot test or something else.
Okay, Chris, I don't know how to be in the line. I have to put down Skype. My question is that there are two evaluation committees. One is on language, another on technology. Will the technical evaluation committee be responsible for the for evaluating the test result?
No, it was more to do with, it was more that the, if you go through a testing procedure, then you can provide a report that says these are the tests that we've done, these are the processes that we've gone through, and this demonstrates that one, we're ready, and two, that it works. And if you had it in a public, okay, I need to take a step back for a second. One way of requiring technical testing would be to say you need to set up the applicant needs to set up a OT&E environment, so effectively a virtual environment where they can demonstrate registrations, they can show that within their own systems the TLD, the string, actually is operational and working. So that would be an inward facing private environment where they demonstrate that it works. Now, most registries for any TLD would do that anyway. The question is whether you actually make a requirement for that to happen. And then, because it goes back to the point about should you be able to be delegated an IDN CCTLD in the fast track until you are actually ready to be operational. And our argument has been all along that if you want to be in the fast track and you want to get your IDN CCTLD, then you should be ready. Because if you're not ready, then you shouldn't be in the fast track. So one way of doing it would be, from a technical point of view, Hong, would be to do it in an OT&E environment.
Oh, I see.
But it wasn't about having some sort of formal evaluation of that. It was more to do with producing a sort of template of tests that a prospective IDN CCTLD should run in an OT&E, and then have them report against that template.
Yes, of course, it's very reasonable. I just want to make the procedure very clear. And from the proposed methodology, it seems that there's two phases. One is domestic evidence endorsement, and second phase is evaluation by the two committees.
No, the evaluation of the two, no, Hong, the evaluation by the two committees is about the string.
Oh,
it's not about... the operational side of it. It's to do with whether the string is technically feasible because there aren't any clashes with other possible strings, and from a language point of view, it's to do with referring back to the language requirements that it does actually designate the territory. The evaluation doesn't go to their ability to be a CCTLD manager. That's actually dealt with in the IANA processes.
Jonathan here.
Yes.
I believe the test would be useful for gaining confidence on the technical readiness in implementing the new TLD, CCTLD. But it may not be feasible to use it to demonstrate readiness or the acceptance of the community as such. So if the test can be labeled to indicate a certain level of technical readiness, then I have no problem with it. But maybe should not try to use it to go too far by saying that it will help to demonstrate the readiness of the community or support from the community.
I understand that, and I think that's a fair point. I mean, I think that it may be that the current suggestion is going a step or a couple of steps too far, not least because there are issues with trying to use the current IDN.test environment for this particular purpose. It wasn't intended for this purpose, and it would mean changing the purpose, and it would also mean if a script is not currently in .test, then there are a fair number of obstacles that need to be overcome to get it put into .test, not least of which is effectively it's a delegation in itself in a separate script in .test. So that may be complicated, yes.
This is Manel again, I'm sorry. I just want to comment on two things. Does it have to be 90 days to because we're talking about fast track. I think maybe 90 days is a bit long. And the second thing, as I mentioned before, is this some sort of pass-fail evaluation, or problems are going to be worked out and think, I mean, would the outcome of this evaluation affect the application? Maybe the application is rejected or something, or we're just working out the problems together?
I think it's more of the second one than now. It's more about working out the problems. But if you said that once the technical committee and the language committee had said that they could see no problems with the string, if you then said, okay, so now don't worry about the time for the moment, whether it's 90 days or not, just the principle, you then said, okay, the next step is that you need to set up an operational testing environment to test the string, to test the language tables, to test that registrations could be made without any difficulty in an OT&E environment, then that is an added, effectively that's an added extra step that would hopefully throw up any problems that may arise because of some sort of difficulty with the language table or whatever. Now, if in order to do that, the technical community was able to provide a sort of testing template that said, these are the things that you need to do in an OT&E environment to check to make sure that this string will work, and that you should provide to IANA as part of your application for the delegation of the IDN CCTLD, a report that is specific to the IDN requirements, in addition to all the other things that you have to provide to IANA, then it seems to me that that might be quite useful in making sure that people have actually gone through all the steps that they need to do to avoid problems once the TLD itself has actually been delegated. So it's not about checking it and evaluating, it's more about being required to set that environment up and being asked to run a series of tests and to report on those series of tests in that environment as an extra, if you like, to the current IANA delegation requirements. It's an added extra because it's an IDN.
Mm-hmm.
So do you get that?
Yes, I got it. I mean, it's a chance to the request that everyone should be confident that there won't be any problems. I just wanted to make a point that the students delayed the whole process, I mean.
No, I agree with that, and it may be that the principle of doing that for 90 days is not necessary. What's necessary is actually to produce a report, and if you can produce that report in a week, then you produce it within a week. And that in itself is fine. So, I suppose what I'm really asking is what do people think about the principle of having an additional, an additional IDN-specific report provided as part of the delegation process?
Chris, this is Hiro again.
Yes, Hiro.
Yes, I tend to say that the testing should not be a must. As you know, the JPRS, as a .jp registry, has a contract with ICANN, and JPRS is formally being permitted by ICANN to provide an IDN registration service on second and third levels under the JP.
Yeah.
And this approval was a result by the assessment by ICANN. But it was just by our declaration that we follow the IDNA and guidelines.
Yes.
This means that there was no real testing there. So I tend to say that the testing should not be a must.
But, Hiro, yes, but question?
Yes.
Is there a difference between what you should be required to do at the second or third level and what you should be required to do at the top level?
I don't think there's any difference between the second and third level registration under .jp or under .some IDN CCTLD.
Okay. But it's correct, is it not, that there are additional requirements in respect to an IDN that there are in respect to an ASCII?
Yes, I think so. It's because there's an IDN protocol and guidelines for IDN specific.
Right. So the question is then, should you be required to at least report
right
that you have tested against those requirements?
Yes, I think that is enough. But reporting
okay.
The test results that we are capable of handling the IDNs.
Right. So what that would mean then is that if you look at the current IANA requirements, that is not a part of those. So for the delegation of an IDN CCTLD, that would be an additional requirement. So maybe it's not necessarily a separate stage, but it is an addition to the normal IANA delegation requirements.
Chris, Cheryl here.
I
think the testing is a very useful procedure, but I also think that if one's already clearly technically capable, that an ascertainment or statement stating that would suffice as an alternate.
Yeah, yes, that's
that's fine, and IANA presumably will go through the same procedures as it normally goes through with a delegation, and one assumes that if you are an existing registry operating an existing TLD, be it a CC TLD or a GTLD, then there are certain things that are given on the basis that you demonstrated that you can already do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But there are circumstances where the IDN CC TLD registry may actually be a different registry.
Mm-hmm.
From the ASCII CC TLD registry and may not have the existing ticks in the boxes because they haven't demonstrated yet. So in all cases the applicant for the delegation is going to have to go through those IANA guidelines and requirements anyway.
Right.
So.
I was going to ask. I mean, it seems that if I'm hearing correctly, this is offering that there's a certain agreement that something needs to be done, and that perhaps what we're talking about is an IANA evaluation of the technical capabilities for supporting IDN, and that can be, gee, you've been doing it for 10 years, you know, obviously you're capable to, well, you know, you're brand new, you need to do some tests, and sort of just leaving that IANA can evaluate that to the degree that it's necessary.
Yes, that's true, Avery, and the current situation in a CCTLD delegation is that IANA does, if you want to call it an evaluation against a series of criteria. What we need to be clear about, I think, is that in the case of an IDN CCTLD, there will be an additional set of criteria against which the registry will need to be checked by IANA.
Yeah, no, and I was agreeing with you. I think I was just using the word evaluation as opposed to specifically a test, and that evaluation can include any number of things according to IANA's needs.
Okay. Well,
maybe from another perspective, I think there is, as I see it, there is a clear understanding there are specific IDNA protocol requirements that need to be fulfilled and IDN guidelines. If evaluation is in itself is very difficult, or you could say another way of doing it is that you ensure adherence to these IDNA protocol, to the IDNA protocol and IDNA guidelines.
Yes, it's not ensuring adherence to, it's ensuring that you are currently able to deal with them.
Yeah, and maybe looking to the future at adherence to it, because it's the testing and the rest is just say at the moment you start, you know what you do, you can deal with the IDNA protocols and guidelines, and what do you do for the future?
Sure. No, I agree with that.
This is Amin Chen.
Hi, Amin Chen.
Hi. I think that when you talk about test or evaluation, is it possible that maybe we say they need to have some experience in maybe second or third level domain for a certain time and put up a certain report? Will it be even more precise? Will it be more specific that when we talk about evaluation, because you are worried about the qualification of this the operator to a certain extent, right? And maybe there was some problem.
But the problem with that, Ming-Cheng, is that will only work if the registry already has the registry already is managing the existing CCTLD or another TLD. If it's a new registry, if a territory decides that it wants its IDN CCTLD to be managed by a different registry, then you can't. But then clearly they can't necessarily have any experience of running IDNs at the second or third level. So we have to allow for the possibility that some territories will, by agreement, decide that they want a new registry
to run this IDN CCTLD. And if that's the case, then the requirement to have experience of running them at the second or third level isn't going to work. But provided that they can demonstrate that they have met the requirements, then they ought to be able to move forward. So one way of doing it, just so that we to try and sort of move forward to a suggested starting point that we can start drafting some words on, would be to say that as an addition to the current IANA requirements, there will be a document that says these are the tests that you are required to do to ensure that your registry is able to deal with the IDNA protocols, and you must produce a report to IANA that demonstrates that is the case. Now that then leaves it within the territory to do that, but provides a template of testing requirements that need to be met in order to move forward to the delegation. Now, so it's in addition to the existing IANA requirements. Does that make sense to everybody?
Chris, this is Manan.
Yes, Manan.
I just want to make sure I understand this. So this testing is sort of two parts, part of which IANA is going to evaluate the new CCTLD against the IANA criteria.
Yeah.
And part of which the new registry is going to gain some experience and follow some guidelines and report back that there were no problems.
Well, yes and no. It's actually exactly the same as the current. It's exactly the same process as the current IANA requirements, which are that you provide them with they have a list of things that you need to provide them with. One of those areas deals with technical competency. And you provide them with a report on that, and they might ask questions, and they might require some more information. And exactly the same thing would apply in respect to these additional areas which will be IDN specific. So they may ask additional questions, or they may ask for more information, or they might ask you to provide some additional testing or whatever. But basically, all we would be doing, I think, is to say, here are the existing IANA requirements. In addition to those, you also need to do this. And this would be a series of tests or a template designed by the technical community that was called IDN specific and demonstrated that the IDNA protocols and or guidelines were actually met by the string.
Christopher, Jonathan here.
Yes, Jonathan.
How about we say we do it this way? All the new IDN CLDs will have to meet the basic IANA requirements, which
they would anyway, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. In addition, if the registry is someone who has not run IDN second level or third level before, then they will have to go through this test described in this document. Otherwise, they don't have to. How does that work?
Well, that's fine, except that it doesn't. That's fine, except that it doesn't deal with actually testing the string itself.
I guess that would have been dealt with in the basic IANA requirements. Am I correct?
Well, no, because there are separate, because, well, no, because I think, if I understand it correctly, there are certain things that need to be checked that are specific to an IDN. There are no language tables. I'm not a technical person, but there are no language table specific requirements in respect to ASCII TLDs that exist in respect to IDN TLDs. So it may be all I can say is that I mean, we need to go and ask the technical people, basically, and that's obviously something that we can do. But it may be that, irrespective of whether you've run IDNs at the second or third level, you still need to provide. You still need to go through some sort of testing. We're not talking about, and I go back to Manal's point about 90 days. It doesn't have to be 90 days. It's just a question of demonstrating. What we're trying to do here is to lean towards a very conservative approach that endeavours to ensure that all things that need to be done have been done, so that there are no major problems once this CCTLD is released into the big wide world. And because it can be very difficult to unwind once it's been done.
Well, in that case, Chris, maybe we will need some input from IANA people as to those additional requirements that they require for an IDN study.
Absolutely. All I'm trying to do is to get to a... Yes, I agree. And all I'm trying to do is to get to a point where we say that the principle of having an additional reporting mechanism that involves some testing seems to be okay, and not set in stone, but we think it's certainly a sensible thing to do, and now we need to go away and find out what the details are. And if the technical community comes back to us and said, look, this is a complete waste of time, then it's a complete waste of time. But my understanding is that there are certain things that are required, and that it would make sense to have the registry report against those things to as part of the delegation process. So all we really need to do is to say, yes, it sounds like it might be a sensible thing to do. Now let's go away and do some more work and actually find out what it is that needs to be done and see how we can do it. I'm not clear, Jonathan, and you're not necessarily raising this as a point, but I'm not clear why it would be a problem to simply ask every applicant to report against a series to do a report in respect to a series of tests that run in the IDN CCTLD.
Well, Chris, Jonathan here. My understanding is that if there are already requirements in the existing IANA procedure for normal TLDs,
yes.
Anyway, then of course we will continue to observe those. And if there are additional needs, if additional checking that needs to be done by IANA, then and they have to tell us what those additional requirements are. But doing a 90-day testing initially seems to be something quite additional, above and beyond those basic checkings that IANA requires. So I think what all we are trying to do here is to clarify. Important thing is to basic needs of IANA. To make sure that comfortable, panic to implement this new string into the root.
Okay, so I agree, and I think, and I also agree that based on what I've said, requiring people to run a 90-day test isn't necessary. It's more
requiring certain things to be done, and if those things can be done in a few days, then they can be done in a few days. So how about we do it this way? How about...
I would like to intervene.
Sorry, did somebody want to say something?
Yeah, Yanis.
Yes, Yanis.
I think we overcomplicate things here. If I may, testing, in my view, is needed for two purposes. The purpose one, when it comes to 11 scripts which are in the testbed now, for them that does not apply because there is a hard evidence that there is no interference of scripts and DNS is stable, working with those 11 scripts. So once starting introduction of other or different from those 11 scripts, this is needed to prove to have a hard evidence that there is no interference with other existing scripts already in the root and DNS is stable. So that may take 3 months to make sure that there is really no interference. This is number one. Number two, when it comes to operations, I think we cannot at this stage all potential cases and all requirements that registry should comply with. Why? Because first of all, we should not forget that there is a of national sovereignty, and each territory will define under the local rules who will be running the IDN CCTLD. So, but what we can say that this IDN CCTLD comply with IDNA protocol, and that they should ensure global interoperability of mainland systems. So that's what must be done. How it should be done, I think that IANA people are best placed to tell us and advise us at the later stage. But at this moment, I think we should more on principles rather than go into detail.
Okay. That's fine. I just to clarify, Yanis, what that means, if I've understood you correctly. What that means is that you are making a distinction between those languages that use scripts that are already in .test and those that don't.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Because those who are in the bed already, we know that they work properly. They don't undermine stability of DNS. And we have evidence. So once we will introduce the new one, we don't know. And I think it would be useful to make sure that there's no interference and the DNS is stable. And that is a technical question.
So we need to find out how to do that, obviously.
But I mean, if we do, for instance, if we will have application from somebody those 11 scripts.
Is it fine?
We put the language table and we make the test in real time work and how we see how it works, and after 90 days technical the function is no problem. So then we can move on. But if there is interference, then in the root, in my view.
Yeah.
That might create lots of uncertainty and
okay.
And then undermine stability.
All right. Let me make a suggestion. I understand that. Let me make a suggestion. What I think what we need to do in respect to this whole testing thing, doesn't matter whether it's because it isn't one of the 11 or just general testing. I think we need to go away and we need to find out some more information from the technical people about what about what they think is necessary over and above the existing IANA requirements, and come back and report back to the working group as soon as possible about what they say, and then work out what if anything needs to be done to deal with that, with those particular requirements. If that's okay, then we can do that over the next few days,
and send a note round to say, look, we've spoken to Patrick and Carrie and John Clemson and whoever else, and Ayanna, and this is what they say. And then we can work out what we need to do. Is that okay?
Jonathan here. Yes, I equally agree, Chris. And also, with a kind reminder to them that, just do the essential. Do what is needed, and not more than that.
Yeah, I understand completely what you're saying.
Chris, if I may add, this is Manal. If I may add to what you said, if we can just also differentiate between the technical requirements that need to be maintained on the root level and other tests that should be made to ensure that there are no problems beyond the root level, I mean within the CCTSO.
Yeah, I'm only talking about the root level here for now.
So
but yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, look, Bart and I will talk to Patrick and the others and see if we can get clear on what additional requirements over and above the current IANA requirements they think need to be in place to ensure that the delegation of an IDN CCTLD is technically okay. And we'll find out what they say, and then we'll come back to everybody with a note as soon as possible to excuse me, to and then we can discuss it on the list and in a call. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. Can I sorry. Can I now actually talk about some practical issues? We have a meeting in. There is an ICANN regional meeting in Dubai next week, and on the Tuesday, we have a day on IDNs. And what we want to do is to use that to engage the people who are at that meeting in feedback on the things that we've been talking about. So what I would propose to do is that we send out a note that says these are the things that the working group has been talking about up until now. In broad outline, we haven't reached any conclusions, we haven't come to consensus on anything, but we've been talking about these various things. So the stuff we talked about last week, the overarching principles, the assumptions A to F, and an outline of the stages, and then we engage the room in Dubai next Tuesday to get input, feedback, discussion on those issues, so that we can take that in and use it as part of our discussions to actually come up with a document. Is that reasonable and okay with everybody?
Yes.
Does anybody have a problem with that?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, excellent. Well, good. Then what we'll do is start, we can do that over the next day and a half, hopefully.
Yeah.
And actually just sort of come up with a series of bullet points to feed the discussion in detail.
Yeah, and maybe it's my idea would be that we use, say, what we discussed, and based on the notes, what we discussed regarding the overarching principles, we just mention as they are.
Yeah.
I think there seems to be a rough consensus that these are reasonable principles to move forward. And again, nothing is carved in stone.
No, I think that's right.
But it sets the tone and the direction. That's the nice thing about these things.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, if everyone's okay with that, then I think really I don't know that there's much more that we can do today, other than to throw open the discussion.
Thank you.
To anybody who wants to say anything about anything, really. So let's let's just have sort of, you know, who'd like to make any points or comments about stuff we've talked about in the last two calls?
Chris, this is Heather Bryden.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. I'd like to ask a question.
Yeah.
I noticed that one of your requirements is, one of the proposed requirements is that your limitation to official languages.
Yeah.
I just wonder, what was the purpose of identifying the limitation?
Because, what's the purpose of having that limitation?
Yeah.
Because until we, because the absolute minimum, oh no, I'll start again. Because until we develop the full policy, we cannot say that any country or any territory can pick any language and have an IDN CCTLD in that language. That's an issue for the overarching policy to be developed under the policy development process. So the bare minimum would be that it is an official language, as defined in, or as roughly defined anyway, in our, in the document that we sent out last week. To do anything else impinges on the future policy making, because it is possible that the future policy will say, unless the language has a certain status in the territory, you cannot simply apply for an IDN CCTLD. So, to take an example, Australia could not apply for Australia in Greek unless the Greek language had some sort of status in Australia. Now, that may or may not be what happens, but until we get to that point, we can't allow for the possibility, we can't say that it will be okay. So the bare minimum would be that it's an official language of the territory. Is that, do you see what I'm saying?
I do. I think in part I'm linking it to this language committee. I'm wondering, you know, how difficult it might be to have a committee that's in a way reviewing languages. From the discussion we've had immediately previously, I don't think you're saying really onerous. It may be a matter of calling something other than a language committee. Because it suggests something that I think maybe is greater than its intent.
Yeah. And I accept that, and it may be not the correct name for it. But if you look at the actual the current proposed, very much in outline draft definition of what we say an official language is, it's intended to allow for, let's take some specific examples. It's intended to allow for the 22 official languages in India. It's intended to allow for I'm trying to think of some other examples, but off the top of my head I can't. What it's not intended to allow is for Canada, for example, to say, well, we have a large Sikh population in Vancouver, so we're going to apply for .ca or .canada in a Sikh script, because that is something that needs to be considered in the policy development process under the question, what is the nature of a CCTLD, and should an IDN CCTLD, should every country be allowed to have a CCTLD in every script? And that's so wide that it becomes a major discussion under the policy development process. Whereas if it's an official language or an administrative language, then it clearly fits. There really can't be any argument about it.
It's Maybe may I add to that? If you take it from the other side, if you wouldn't limit it, then you end up, you might end up with, I think there are about roughly a little less than 7,000 languages known in the world by now. And
yeah.
if you wouldn't limit it, it is, yeah, it becomes unmanageable and nothing for the fast track.
Yeah.
Christianity, I may. I would like simply to turn your attention to comments of European Commission. I forwarded to the working group for mailing.
Yeah, I've just got it.
Now, so there is an argument saying that in some Latin script countries like Hungary or Finland, the name of the country is English is different from the name of the country in local language. Like
yes.
In case of Hungary, it's Magyar. In case of Finland, that's Suomi. And from the perspective of non-discrimination, they should be also allowed to apply for CCTLD. So I don't share this view, especially for the fast track. But still, I just turn your attention to this.
Yanis, thank you. We need to draw a distinction between the fast track and what happens later. I don't think anyone is suggesting that that at this stage that that Finland, for example, should not be entitled to a representation of Finland in Finnish. But in respect to the fast track, if you go back to the original purpose, it was to allow for current territories whose scripts are different and who are using a different script and are therefore unable to comfortably represent themselves, I'm paraphrasing here, to comfortably represent themselves by the use of an ASCII script. Now, that's the reason, and in order to reduce the number of possible applications in the fast track, that's one of the reasons why there is a suggestion that the fast track should only be used for non-Latin scripts, or non-ASCII scripts rather. I accept that excludes a number of territories, and this is probably the most difficult overarching question that we need to come to terms with, whether we're going to allow that, whether we're going to allow for new CCTLDs to be issued ineffectively ASCII. And there's a problem with that from an overall policy point of view. So yes, I don't know that we can usefully discuss it now, but I take the point. I'm not quite sure how we can move forward on that, Yanis, other than to have the discussion with those who believe that they it shouldn't be limited. What do you suggest?
My personal point is that working group, all of us should insist that fast track is only for non-Latin groups.
Yeah.
That would be my personal point. I just made pointing to the contribution of Bill, who could not be on this.
I appreciate that.
Personally, I think we shouldn't fast track. We cannot say everything in the world, and we should not contradict ourselves, because at the beginning of the document we say that the fast track is not prejudging the overall policy and so on. So we just address the immediate needs and then let process goes ahead, and there we have all the patients.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that, and with all due respect to Finland and various other countries and economic entities. In my view, it would be hard to demonstrate what could be what we have described up until now as a pressing need for an additional CCTLD. If effectively all it is a different set of letters in exactly the same alphabet. That's not a pressing need in my view. A pressing need is where you have a territory that speaks a completely different language, that uses a different script, that has a different keyboard, that makes typing ASCII TLDs or ASCII domain names very difficult. That's a pressing need. But the fact that Hungary happens to, well, actually Hungary has a separate alphabet, as I recall. Maybe I'm wrong. But the fact that Finland has a different name in Finnish. I mean, France has France may have a different name in French, or Germany is Deutschland in German, and Germany in everything else. I mean, we could end up, fast tracking all sorts of names, but not because of a pressing need. And I think we need to keep sight of those original guiding principles as to why we're doing this. But let's forward that discussion to a time when we have the necessary people on the call, if that's all right, Gannis. I mean, I note Bill's comments, but we can't really have that discussion without somebody advocating it on the call.
Sure, now that's fine with me.
Okay. So can I suggest that But what we do now is that we, Bart and I, go away and work on talking to the technical community and getting clear on the technical requirements, and that we move forward. We have the meeting in Dubai, and then we arrange a call soon after Dubai to actually talk about. Two things. We'll send a note out to the working group based on our conversations with the technical people, and another note based on what happens in Dubai, and then we can have another call perhaps late next week or very early the week after to try to start to put together some wording for a published document. Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
Chris, you missed out one, is that we need to send out a note based on say the methodology in preparation of the Dubai meeting.
But we'll send out we'll do a bullet point note based on our discussion so far. Okay. If that's okay with everybody, then I think we can close the call and we can go away and do the work that we need to do to take the next steps.
Yep.
Chris, just one last comment from Jonathan.
Yes, Jonathan.
I am still concerned about setting up those two committees, the technical committee and the language committee.
Yeah.
That may potentially find the whole implementation.
Explain what you mean.
Well, forming those two committees, looking for experts, takes a long, long time. Just a worry. It may not be true.
I understand. Let us do some work on that and see if we can come up with some suggestions.
Hi, I just got a message from Edmund, who was on the meeting but then cut himself off trying to speak, and he asked me to let you know that he will be sending out the stuff regarding objection mechanisms shortly.
Well, thanks, Avery. Okay. I mean, Jonathan, I understand that there's a lot of work to be done, and we've made a series of very broad brush statements, which in the detail may prove to be very difficult. But I think we need to at least agree, if we've at least agreed the principles, then those who have the time can go away knowing that the principles are basically agreed, and do the work that needs to be done to try and create the environment that we need to make this work.
Okay.
If the principle of having a technical committee and a language committee is not acceptable, then that's fine. But if it's generally accepted that those two things are worthwhile, subject obviously to how it works out in the end, then it's worth putting the effort in to figure out the logistics in order to create them. So let us do that, and we'll see what we can come up with.
Sorry, Chris. I believe Jonathan does have very legitimate concern over these two committees, and we want to know who are going to appoint the members of these two small-scale committees.
I can.
To be the board.
I can.
I can board.
Yeah. I mean, fundamentally, Hong, the delegation of a CCTLD, the placing of a TLD in the root is in the final analysis the responsibility of the board. Therefore, it's for the board to appoint a group of people that it's comfortable with to do the evaluation of the stream from both a technical and a language point of view. And the job of this committee, of this working group, sorry, is to suggest to them some methodologies that might work. It certainly isn't yes, we could say, and this committee and these two committees should be appointed by someone else, but if that's what people believe, then they need to say so. I can't see how you could have. I personally can't see how you could have them appointed by anybody else. If they're going to have the authority, then they're obviously going to need to be appointed by the board. But we can suggest how those committees should be made up. We can say, just to take an example, we can say that the technical committee should, and I'm just making this up, the technical committee should include a representative of the Unicode Consortium, a representative of the IETF, a representative of whatever, I don't know. We can certainly do that, but we haven't got to that point yet. At the moment, we need to work out we need to get very clear on what the roles of those committees are, what their terms of reference, if you like, are going to be, and then we can make some recommendations to the board about how those committees should actually be set up. But in the final analysis, the committee itself is appointed by the board. Does anyone else have anything they need to say before we close the call?
How about good night?
Okay.
Well, have a nice day.
Well, thanks everybody. If that's it, then we'll Bart and I will draft a document for Dubai. We'll send that out to everybody. I know that we'll see some of you in Dubai, so that's great. We'll come back to you all with notes from conversations with the technical community as soon as we can, and we'll send a note out for the timing of the next call as soon as possible. All right?
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling the Digital Replay Service.